it to your Deesa. You smooth eat me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Hallelujah, good morning, God bless you, and welcome to the house of Pastor Maria, and happy birthday. We thank you for joining us. This is the home of the praying with you and for you on behalf of you. God is just such an awesome God. God is great and great. Pray our entry place this morning. Pray with all that mind to draw our hands and pray for the word of command that that is also in the other section the word of let this man be also in the precept. So we want every time to be in your glory. We ask you to
But we do look forward to having a
thinking about a person, and he's a very young person, and he's a grief that is doing the utterly insensitive decision. My point is, I want to pray for the ministry today who serve our country, who go out. They are in the hedges. You know, they are in some remote places. Fighting on behalf of us. And so we want to pray for our country today. Wherever they have been dispersed, in the four corners of the earth. Heavenly Father, we just lift up our truth today, Lord God, as peacemaker and comfort for us. We petition you today for your safety, Lord God, and all the military personnel, covered in the blood in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to comfort them in the midst of this turmoil, those who have not been able to come home or who have not been released thus far. Ensure them that they are not forgotten by us, not just America, but those thanks to Peter and the peace. Those of us who are interceding on your behalf, we're on you, God. We know that you are all seeing and all knowing, and you know exactly where you have not forgotten. This is in a small task that our own forces walk away from and forget about in just a couple of hours, couple of days, couple of years. But this is in their mindset to teach for a life or death fight that they have fought on behalf of us, Lord God. But we ask you to look beyond human instruments of conflict and refuse and teach the same. All the forces and authorities and rulers of darkness and power in the spiritual realms in the name of Jesus, and cover their minds, cover their spirits, cover their hearts, O God. As the children of the Most High, we restore the triumphant victory over our children of the military in Jesus Christ. We know, Lord, that all power and authority both in heaven and earth belong to you. We petition heaven to turn our troops into real peacekeeping forces by spreading out the glory of you, God, for our men and women in all the four parts of the world, the earth and God, in the name of Jesus. Let them take everything the Master has set out for them, well-made weapons and the best materials, the telephones, the instruments, to use them to be instruments of righteousness, to defeat and destroy the plans of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we plead the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Absolutely manifest your power and your glory, O God. We entreat you on behalf of the citizens in these countries on both sides of the conflict. They all have experienced pain and heartache. They are victims of the devil's strategies to steal, kill, and destroy. But Lord, now we declare them victorious. We declare them triumphant. We decree and declare them more than conquerors. And we pray that you will come now, Jesus, who came to give us life, and that more abundantly, give it to them, God. Encourage their hearts, God. Where they're missing friends and family members, where they are missing wives and husbands, where they are missing their children, oh God, and birthdays, holidays, oh God, even their own birthdays, they are spent with only their fellow troops, God. We ask that you would encourage them, give them faith and hope, oh God. Let them look to their ships and come at their help. Know their help, God, come from you. Have your way in their lives. No matter what. God. God, we praise you right now. We honor you, Lord God. We lift you up today, Jesus, and we command their day on their behalf that it will be full of peace, that it will be full of joy, that it will be full of your God, of you ordering their steps. Fill their cups with the knowledge of you, God, as the water covered the sea. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray and pray these things to be solved. Hallelujah. We just thank you once again for joining FMSC Global Prayer Warriors. Commanding your morning. We are connecting with you in prayer. We are lifting you up today. We are helping you in prayer. We want you to know that we love you. We want you to know that you have someone standing in the gap on behalf of you to give you courage. Send your prayer request. You can text them to 847-942-9979. You can also listen live at blogtalkradio.com. Know that we are in prayer, standing in prayer, covering you in prayer. Call a friend, log on, call relatives, dial their phones for those who are not able to dial them for themselves, and let them know that they have someone that is covering them in prayer. Why don't you link your faith with us? We are getting ready to take just a small break to listen to one of our favorite artists today, Tasha Cobbs, Breaking Every Chain. So go ahead on and enjoy this and get into the mode of God and listening for his grace and his power of destroying yokes and chains. God bless you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Do you hear the chains falling? Do you hear the yoke being broken? Do you hear God loosing the captives and making them free? Are you able to just hear your deliverance coming forth? We want you to be encouraged today because your deliverance draw nigh. Hallelujah. And we are continuously praying for you. We want you to know that you have prayer partners, prayer warriors, and we are interceding your deliverance. We are interceding your healing in the name of Jesus. We have another one of our warriors who are going to get ready to pray for you. But before he does, we want you to have a friend call in to 213-943-3799. Listen, people, if the audio or the technology gets a little wacky because the enemy doesn't want you to be able to hear prayers and sit up under prayers, log on to blogtalkradio.com. There are so many ways to get in, to listen in, to be a part. So if your phone is acting up, it's okay. Go to the computer, go to the tablet, log on to blogtalkradio.com, and then type in FMFC, and you can listen live. So we want you to be encouraged to be able to be a part. But we have another one of our warriors who is getting ready to pray for you. He's in the studio today, one of the West Coast pastors, bless his heart, Pastor Mel. And we want you to listen in to this dynamic man of God who can pray, who does pray and intercede on behalf of our prayer line, which goes forth on Tuesday night. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We are going to ask you to just turn up your volume. It might be us in the studio, but we want everybody to be able to hear him, to get encouraged. He is going to pray as God leads him to pray on today, and I'm not going to, take up any more of this time, but let's go ahead on and let the men of God pray for you. Come on, link your faith.
Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace today, Father. Father, we come before you. Father, we want to give you thanks, O Heavenly Father. Father, we want to give you praise. We uplift your name, O Heavenly Father. Father, we exalt your name this morning. Father, we give you the glory this morning. We just thank you and praise you, Father. We magnify your name. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We honor you. We uplift and exalt your name this morning. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Have your way. Lead us and guide us, Father. We just want to uplift all those out there, Father. Father, that are dealing with issues of life, O Heavenly Father. Father, whether it be emotional, O Heavenly Father, spiritual, O Heavenly Father. Father, whether it be financial, Father. Father, whether it be with their families, O Heavenly Father. Whether it be issues on the job, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you to heal us now. Father, we ask you right now, Father, to rectify every situation, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you to fix what is broken, O Heavenly Father. Father, restore what has been stolen, Father. Father, right now, O Heavenly Father, your people are crying out, O Heavenly Father. And we just ask, Father, that you intervene right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, every blessing, Father, that you, Father, put in place and released, O Heavenly Father, before the foundations of the world, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that be released into manifestation right now, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there are those out there that are dealing with affliction, O Heavenly Father. Father, but your word, Father, your promise, Father, says that, Father, that Jesus bore our afflictions. He bore the sicknesses meant for us, O Heavenly Father. And by his stripes, Father, we are healed, O Heavenly Father. Father, so we command healing right now, O Heavenly Father. For those, Father, that have been given a diagnosis, Father, that they won't live. Father, right now, O Heavenly Father, Father, we command death, Father, to hold its hand, O Heavenly Father. We speak life over everyone on this line today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command and decree that you shall live and not die in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life into you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise for life. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you glory, Father, for life, O Heavenly. We just uplift your name and thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, there are those out there, Father, that are struggling, O Heavenly Father. Father, those that need a financial breakthrough, O Heavenly Father. Father, your word says that my God shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus, by Christ Jesus, Father. So, Father, right now, O Heavenly Father, Father, we loose finances, O Heavenly Father. Father, we command even money, Father, right now, Father, to reach its appointed destination, Father, to be put into the hands of those that need it, Father. Those, Father, that will utilize it, O Heavenly Father, and those, O Heavenly Father, that will benefit the kingdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there are those out there that need wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you give them wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Your word says, if any of us desire wisdom, Father, let us ask you of it, Father. So, Father, right now we're asking for wisdom for those that are seeking wisdom, O Heavenly Father, those that need parental wisdom, Father, those that need wisdom on the job, Father, wisdom in interacting with others, O Heavenly Father. Father, whatever the need calls for, Father, give them that wisdom now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We loose your wisdom now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask that you even direct the steps of those that are on the line, O Heavenly Father. Father, give them, Father, creating them clean hearts, Father. Give them hearts, O Heavenly Father, that desire you, O Heavenly Father. Father, that will walk after your word, O Heavenly Father. Father, so that they may be led by your holy and your mighty spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift those, Father, that are dealing with depression, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against depression right now, O Heavenly Father. We bind up depression right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command the yoke of depression broken right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and let your joy, O Heavenly Father, enter into every man, woman, and child, O Heavenly Father, that needs it, Father, that desires it, Father, that craves it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift, Father, the ministry leaders today, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you strengthen them, rejuvenate them, restore them, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak, Father, to your under-shepherds, O Heavenly Father. Father, so that they will know how to lead your flock. They will know how to feed your flock, Father, and they will not, Father, burn out, O Heavenly Father, from doing kingdom work, O Heavenly Father. For your word says, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall mount up on wings like eagles, Father. Father, that they will run and not get weary, Father, that we will walk and not faint, O Heavenly Father. Father, so we ask right now, O Heavenly Father, that you just restore us, O Heavenly Father. Father, keep us in your remembrance, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you even bless the ministry partners, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they be unto the ministry leaders and those under them, O Heavenly Father. And Father, they will be suitable witnesses for your Son, Jesus Christ, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray for our government, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray, Father, for our next president, O Heavenly Father. Father, bless him or her right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, surround him or her with godly counsel, O Heavenly Father. in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now, create in them, recreate in him or her, Father, a clean heart, O Heavenly Father, a heart that seeks you and desires you, Father, a heart, Father, that will not lean upon its own understanding, O Heavenly Father, but will acknowledge you in all their ways, O Heavenly Father. Father, so that their paths will be made straight, and therefore, Father, the country's path is made straight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we pray for the woman of God, Father, that put this line together, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you bless her and keep her, O Heavenly Father. Continue to lead her and guide her, Father, as she leads and guides us, O Heavenly Father. Father, watch over her family, O Heavenly Father, her possessions, her finances, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, everyone on this line, Father, everyone that, Father, came before you in prayer, bless them, keep them, Father. Holy Spirit, continue to lead them and guide them, lead their mouths, guide their prayers, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We uplift your name right now. We magnify your name right now. We thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you, Father, for fulfilling those prayers, Father, as your word says, O Heavenly Father, whatsoever we desire when we pray, believe that we receive it, and we shall have it, Father, and we believe. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We exalt your name right now. We magnify your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, before we close, Father, we ask right now, Father, there are those, Father, that might be a little apprehensive, Father, about calling in, Father, that may be apprehensive about texting in their prayer request, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against every bit of apprehension, Father. We come against, Father, the influence of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those yokes of apprehension, timidness, Father, uncomfortableness, Father, we come against it and we command these things broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. The prayer request will come. We command that they flow. And, Father, they will be covered and they will be answered by you, the Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, every word that we have spoken thus far, Father, we decree right now that they are so. In your Son's mighty name, Father, we say amen, amen. And all those in agreement, please say thank you, Lord, and amen.
Hallelujah. We bless the men of God. As I mentioned, Pastor Mel, our West Coast pastor, we thank God for him on today joining us in the studio, being able to link your faith, our faith together on behalf of you and with you, for you. We are doing this because we love you. We sacrifice prayer. Many of those who get on the line are in totally different time zones. And we are thankful that the fifth prayer watch, our prayer watch, is being covered in prayer. We have those in the sixth prayer watch that begins at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Their time zone is being covered. And we have those in the fourth prayer watch just before ours, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. being covered, three prayer watches. And so we're looking for God to redeem and restore some things as we command your morning. This is the point of this prayer. Please understand, we want to be able to set such an atmosphere of peace and joy on behalf of your day. We wake up with the vicissitudes of life ahead of us. Some may be challenging, some may be easy, or some might not be peaceful, and they are just plain old chaotic. But we get up to destroy those yokes, and we intercede because we want the kingdom of God. He wants his kingdom to be that of joy and peace, letting his grace abide in your day. And so I am going to add some of those names of God to this prayer so that when you are praying, you know who, and when I say who in the Holy Spirit are you praying to? If we are looking for God to be our advocate, are we looking for God to be our healer? Are we looking for God to be our provider? Are we looking for God, for the God of faith, the cornerstone? We need to know how to name him, call on him. This is why he has more than one name, because he provides for us in more than one manner. So I am going to get ready to name these, well, not all of them, we wouldn't have the time for that, but some of the names of God. And it, even though you might not be able to write them all down right now, you are able to come back and listen to this prayer. It will be archived right after the show. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Type in FMFC in the search engine, and you will find all of our prayers. And you can listen to them over and over. You can agree with them, and you can write down these names of God so that you can begin to pray in a whole new. How many, I know I can't see you, but link your faith with me and raise your hand. How many want new strategies to your prayer? We want new strategies. We want results. We keep saying, ooh, a new year. I want God to do some things for me in 2016, or I want 2016 to look differently. Well, in order for it to look different, you got to do different. Hallelujah. So we're offering you some of these strategies. And I'm just, like I said, maybe I'll name about 15 or 20 of them, just for time's sake, and we are going to have this archive. Those who still, you got time, you need to text me a prayer request, please do so at 847-942-9979. But let us begin. Hallelujah. We have Adonai Jehovah. We have God as our advocate. We have him as our all in all. That's what we're in Colossians. He's our all in all, our everything. He's our anchor. Hallelujah. He is the angel of his presence. He is the apostle and high priest. Now, you can find that in Hebrews 3. He is the arm of the Lord. He is the author and finisher of our faith, also over in Hebrews 12. He is the balm of Gilead. Hallelujah. Bring some healing, God. He is the banner for the nations. He is the blessed and only potent. And so that's over in 1 Timothy, I found that, the 6th chapter. He is our bright and morning star. This is who we are praying to this morning in commanding our morning over in Revelations, our bright and morning star. He is the captain of our salvation. Hallelujah. He is the captain of the host of the Lord over in Joshua. Don't forget, hallelujah, he's the chief cornerstone. He's going to hold us up and build us up in places that we've been torn down, that we are weak, feeble. Oh, my God, go to 1 Peter and look him up. He's our chief shepherd, hallelujah. He is Christ, the power of God. Oh, yes, he is. It's no power like Holy Ghost power. Well, this is in 1 Corinthians. Christ, the power of God. He's our consuming fire. He's our cover from the tempest. He is our deliverer. Sometimes we just need deliverance. We just need to be brought out of some things, healed from some things. Destroy some things off of us, God, and deliver us. That's in Romans, the 11th chapter. He's our Emmanuel. Oh, glory be to the Father. He's faithful and true. I know my God is faithful and true to me. How about you? Do you know him as faithful and true? He's the Father of mercies. He's our flame. He's our fountain of living waters. Look him up, Jeremiah 17, fountains of living waters. He's our friend. Sometimes you're looking for people to be your friend, but he says, I'm a friend who sticks closer than a brother, over in Proverbs, the 18th chapter. Hallelujah. He's our glorious Lord in Isaiah. He's the God of all comfort. He's the God of all grace. He's the God of hope. He's the God of peace. He's the God of our song. Did you know he's our song? Isaiah, the 12th chapter. And it goes on and on and on and on. And, of course, I will give more of these as weeks to come. But I want to be able to lift you all up in prayer right now. If you're having difficulties with a phone, it's okay. Log on to blogtalkradio.com and look us up under FMFC. But I want to be able to just pray for our souls on today as we command our morning and we're closing out as time is winding up. And I want to lift you up one more time before we have to actually dismiss. But Father God, I command every high and lofty thought, audible shatter, those vain imaginations, God, we pull them down right now. We destroy them, every thought that tries to exalt itself against you, God, in the name of Jesus, to come down now to the obedience of the mind of Christ. God, give us the mind of you in the name of Jesus. We command these thoughts to cease. In the name of Jesus, cease your laboring, cease your wandering, cease your imagination. We curse them in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask you according to your word over in John to simply supply your anointing to destroy all evil bondages and yokes and chains and fetters, God, the bands and the anklets, the evil works, the roots, God, the fruits and tentacles, every arrow, every claw, every link, every spear, every barbed wire, every lie of the enemy, we destroy you today. Anything that is not like you, that is not true, evil imprints and impressions and wrong mindsets, depression and suicide, everybody that is walking around in pain and aches and false memories and depression and oppression, we destroy the yoke, God, I won't say, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to convict us and reveal to us what you desire for us to pray and be free from, delivered from, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead your blood covenant, oh God, and the healing balm of Gilead over us, in us, and through us, round about our families and friends, round about our cars and our works and our ministries, God, our houses, God, our grandchildren and generations to come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead it around our finances. The enemy desires to destroy and take and steal. Well, guess what? You might be seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, but we destroy every plot and plan of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we render you powerless. You have no power right now, but we plead the power of the Holy Spirit to guide us, to order us, to keep us, and to render us harmless from the enemy on today. We command our day of rest, oh God, to walk in your peace, to walk in pure things, to walk in joy, to walk in grace. May favor be before us before we even go out. Order our steps. The favor will be before us, oh God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, have your way today. Father God, move by your spirit today. Father God, we ask you right now for all those who didn't call in. That means our family members, our friends, oh God, who we know need to be saved. We lift them up today, oh God. Have your way in their lives right now. Those who might be suffering from alcoholism. Those who might be suffering from drugs, cocaine. We might have a relative, Lord God, who's on the corners, oh God, thinking that this is the way to make the money. This is quick money. But God, we destroy those demons. We destroy those vain imaginations. We destroy those works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Have your way today, oh God. Move by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you today. We dare not blow kisses to you, oh God. We dare not open up our eyes and not say we love you today. God, we do love you. We abhor you. We bless you. We give you the highest praise of hallelujah in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy is everlasting. Oh, yes, it is. We bless you for your mercy and your grace today, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that we've clothed ourselves in the robe of righteousness right now, God. We wear the shield of faith. We have on our helmet, God, our helmet of salvation to cover our eyes, our ears, our minds, oh God. We have the sword of the Spirit in our hearts, your word, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we put on the sandals of peace today, God, that everywhere we go, everywhere we walk, everywhere we trod, peace must prevail in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We bless you, Father God. We magnify you, Father God. And we do lift you up. Forgive us once more, God, of every sin. Those sins, God, we don't know that we've committed. Make us aware so we don't do it again. Lord God, may we not walk in offense of people. May we not walk in unforgiveness. But give us forgiving, compassionate hearts. Because if we don't forgive, God, you said you won't forgive us. We will be praying for naught, thinking that we're going to heaven and we are hell bound because we can't forgive that relative who stole from us 25 years ago. They might not have stole money. They might not have stole a thing, but they may have stolen our peace. They may have stolen our joy. But why did they steal it? Because we gave it to them. We gave it to them freely. Our joy is within. Nobody can go within unless we have an open gate. God, may we know how to close our gates to our gifts, our anointings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over those. Every anointing that we have, deep down in our bellies, we cover them with the blood. Lord God, seal our gates by the blood of the Lamb right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that nobody else can come and get into places that should rightfully be closed. Closed unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name on today. We love you. We honor you and we lift you up. And God, I do decree, I do command these mighty, mighty, awesome blessings of you, Father, to be so, to be yes, and to be amen. Saints of God, we love you on today. We bless you. We love that you joined us on today. We love the fact that you got up out of your beds and you decided that you wanted to listen in or you wanted to refer someone over to the prayer line, to Blog Talk Radio. And we are asking you to post on your timeline, post to your Twitters that God will send the people who you know need prayer to listen in, to call in if they don't want to be made aware of. It's okay. We don't mind that. But we want them to be able to listen in. We want them to be able, oh, my God, to get delivered. This is what this is for. So we're asking you to post to your Twitter pages or go to Facebook and like our FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page. And you may message a prayer request even over to us. But we love you on today. We bless your day in the commandments of the ordinances of God. We look forward, hallelujah, to being your host, your servant on this time next week, and that the Lord will prevail in your lives, and that your full entire week and weekend is ordered by God. God bless you.
Nehemiah 8:6 in Ezra, bless the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say God is good. So let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church thank you.